Let's go to the book of Psalms tonight. Let's go to the 50th Psalm. Psalm 50, verse number 1. The Bible says, "The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion the perfection of beauty God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people." Verse 5, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself." Selah. "Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But when the wicked," God saith, "but unto the wicked," God saith, "what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? Thou sawest a thief, then thou contendest with him, and hast been partaker with the adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Can you say amen? Amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Wonderful scripture there. You may be seated. Amen. I want the Lord to help us tonight. He's talking about the majesty of God in the church here in the beginning. Talking about out of Zion, perfection and beauty, God hath shined. And there's a lot. This is the Psalm of Asaph. There's a lot in this psalm. The scripture is full of different things right here. And I don't know what to call this message tonight as far as a title. I know that a lot of people have fancy titles, if you want to call it that, or little catchy sayings. And I like to come up with something like that, or if the Lord will deal with us, because, you know, maybe helps us to remember, you know, a little better as we're going through the message, and also sometimes might keep us on track a little bit, you know, if we remember, you know, maybe a certain topic we're preaching on or things like that. And I do have a direction that I want to go. I hope I'm not just shooting everywhere tonight, but I want to talk to us from these scriptures. And actually, there's a couple scriptures that stand out to me that I want to talk to us about. God here says, "Gather my saints together unto me." Amen. Gather them together. And he says, I'm going to tell you something. And, that he's dealing with the ceremonial law. The children of Israel are going to the temple and offering sacrifices, bulls and goats. And, they're taking their blood and sprinkling on the altar and offering a sweet smell unto the Lord. And I believe that we can understand right here that it's kind of becoming where the people are thinking this is what it's all about. And this is it right here. We're going down to the temple, and man, we, even though it did appease God for a time, amen, it did not please God. The book of Hebrews is plain and teaches us that the blood of bulls and goats, amen, it did prolong the judgment of God, but it did not satisfy the judgment of God. Amen. But what satisfied the judgment of God was that spotless lamb who died in our place, and his name was Jesus Christ. And he knew no sin. Amen. And that did satisfy the judgment of God. And where sin has to have judgment, God, amen, has to judge sin. And where sin has to have judgment, now there is mercy because the payment has been paid. Amen. As long as we trust fully in the blood of the Lord, in the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe in the blood tonight. I believe in the precious blood. I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. To cleanse us from all sins. Amen. I believe the power of the blood of Jesus tonight. And so here I want to preach about sincerity and obedience. Amen. He says, if I was hungry, he said, I wouldn't tell you. Amen. He said, I'm God in verse number 7. Even thy God. I'm God. I'm the creator. Verse 1, the mighty God, even the Lord hath spoken. Praise God. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Amen. He said, every beast of the field, every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. We've heard that preached about. We've sang about it. Amen. I think there's a song that says, my father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And I believe I own at least one. Praise the Lord. God said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. God said, I won't take no bullock out of your house or no goats out of your folds. I haven't stole any. Amen. To satisfy me or a desire in me. I want to tell you something, church, tonight. Amen. There's a lot of things that we do in our walk with God. Hallelujah. And they're important, but they never, ever surpass. Amen. The most important thing, and that's serving God in sincerity and in truth. Amen. Living for God out of a pure heart. That's what he's saying right here. He said, call my saints together, gather them together. Amen. I'm going to declare. I'm going to judge. Amen. Hear my people. I will speak. Amen. I will testify, God says. Amen. And I want to preach to us about sincerity and obedience. God's telling them, and I know that, amen, all of these ceremonial laws, praise God, it was important for them to keep them. It was important for them to do them. Amen. God laid a plan out. God gave them the tabernacle. God gave them, amen, the ceremonial laws, the Levitical laws, the Mosaic law. Amen. And all of these different things. And it was important for them to follow them. But if we're not careful, church, we'll get in a rut. And we'll forget the purpose behind it. Amen. And he's dealing with that right here. And I don't want to get there. Amen. I want to believe and trust God and serve Him out of sincerity and in truth. Amen. Everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is not saved. Everybody that, you know, that scripture in Matthew chapter number 7, amen, in verse number 21, the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He said, gather my saints together in our text tonight in Psalms chapter 50. He said, I'm going to tell them, amen, praise God. I want to testify to them. I want to tell them, amen, I don't need your bulls and goats. I don't need your bullocks. I don't need your sacrifices. Even though you're following my command, I don't need them. I need you. Hallelujah. I want you. I want you to give yourself to me. Hallelujah. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. I think about when Samuel went down and told Saul, when Saul was king, he said, remember what Amalek done unto the children of Israel? And you know the story. When the children of Israel came out
of Egypt, and they was going through the wilderness. Amalek, amen, came from behind them and attacked the Israelites from behind. And it displeased God. They attacked the weak ones. They attacked, amen, people that was not prepared. They didn't come into front. They caught them from behind. And God said, I've saw this. And he said, I'm going to wipe Amalek off the earth. And when Saul became king, Samuel come down there and told him, he said, remember what Amalek done to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt? He said, the Lord said, go and destroy them. And you know, Saul goes down there, amen, and he killed, you know, a lot of them. But instead, God said, destroy everything. And then Samuel came down, and praise God, and Saul said, I have performed the word of the Lord. I've performed the commandment of the Lord. Y'all know what Samuel said. He said, what's this I hear then? Amen. How come these sheep are bleating? You know, like, what's this bleating of the sheep mean? Amen. Not bleeding, bleating, you know, bah, bah. Amen. He could hear that sound. And he said, hath the Lord... You know, because Saul said, we're going to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Look at all these sheep we can give to God in the temple. Look at all this we can do. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as much delight in sacrifice as he does in obedience? Amen. For obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us to obey him. God wants us to do what God's will is for our life more than any sacrifice we could ever give. Now I know that we can do things for God. Amen. And God blesses that, and God's in it. Amen. But when Cain brought the first fruits of the ground, amen, and Abel brought the little lamb, the Bible says that the firstling of the flock, amen, that God had respect unto Abel and his sacrifice. Amen. God was pleased because it was done, amen, the way God wanted it to be and not the way Cain wanted it to be, church. Praise God. You know, when God deals with us about things, it may not always line up with our intellect. It may not always line up with what we think we should do. Amen. It may not always make sense. But when God tells us to do something, we got to do it no matter what we think or what, you know, what our ideal is. Amen. So the Bible tells us in Genesis 6 and verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful scripture. That's a great something wonderful that they can put on our life, you know, or anybody's life. What God told him to do, he did. What God told her to do, she did. Amen. And Noah built the ark. It wasn't easy, but God, amen, dealt with him to do that and spoke to him, and he did it in Joshua 11:15. Now listen to this. Amen. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Amen. Let us realize that it's important that we don't leave nothing undone. Amen. God cares about everything. God cares about the minute things. I say, well, I've done so much. Like the rich young ruler. He said, I have kept all these from my youth up. Amen. He said, one thing thou lackest. Praise God. One thing. We know what James says about one thing. He said, if you keep the whole law and offend in one point, amen, he's guilty of all. Joshua did. He left nothing undone. I pray that God would help us not leave, amen, an unfinished task behind. Things that is not finished when God has his plan for our life. Gather my saints together, he said. Amen. He said, it's not about these sacrifices you're bringing in the temple. Amen. It's not about all these offerings that you're offering on the altar. He said, it's you that I want. I want you. Amen. Somebody wrote a song about Abraham and Isaac, and that God didn't want Isaac, that God wanted Abraham. Hallelujah. And so he chose to ask Abraham for the most important or the most precious thing to him. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something, young people. Amen. When you're serving God, God's going to touch that most precious thing to you. Amen. And God's going to ask you, lay it on the altar. Give it to me. Amen. I want what is most precious to you. Most precious in your eyes. and he laid Isaac down on the altar. We know the story. Amen. The Bible said he bound him and laid him on the altar and took that knife in his hand. I believe it, church. He was going to do it. He was going to go through with it. Amen. He was going to give Isaac as a sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. And even in Hebrews, the Bible says, talking about obedience, it says that Christ learned obedience through the things that which he suffered. Amen. He learned obedience through the things that he suffered. I want to talk to us about sincerity and obedience tonight. Amen. There's a scripture that's been going over in my mind since I was thinking along these lines, and that's in the last scripture in Ecclesiastes. There's one verse after it, but it's the last paragraph. It said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. Fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Praise God. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. There may be a lot of things that fall in under that. Amen. And in the day that Psalms 50 was written, and this Psalm of Asaph, it had a lot to do with their sacrifices, and you know, and going to the temple and bringing offerings to the Lord, whether it be pigeons or turtle doves or amen goats or however it was, a spotless lamb to the best of their ability, the heifer, amen, the red heifer, or however it was. I'm telling you, amen, God wanted the people. Amen. And God wants us. Now I know we live right and we do the best that we can and we try to live holy. Amen. And we try to live pleasing in God's sight, and it affects every area of our life. Amen. It affects our dress. It affects our conduct. It affects us. It affects our dealings with one another. Amen. But church, the most important thing, amen, is not what we do, but our sincerity behind it. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't come and get something out of your flock. I wouldn't come and get something out of your house if I was hungry. Amen. But instead, I want you to offer yourself to me. Amen. The Bible tells us in Joshua 24, amen, verse number 14, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whom land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. Can I get a witness on that scripture tonight? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua is saying this. He said, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Amen. If we ever lived in a day and an hour of such hypocrisy, church. Amen. If we ever lived in a day and an hour where it's just, what everybody can see. Amen. We're not concerned about what's behind closed doors. We're not concerned about what's said. Amen. In secret. Amen. But God said, I hear in the dark just like I hear in the light. Amen. I see in the dark just like I see in the light. Church, God sees all the time. Amen. And when we live for God, hallelujah, you can bring your, amen, goat or bullock or whatever. In those days, they was coming to the temple and they was bringing it to the temple and offering that sacrifice. Amen. And so many different things was going on. And God said, gather my people together and tell them, amen, I don't need their goats. I don't need their, amen, their offerings on the altar of animals. Amen. I need them. Hallelujah. Pay their vows unto me, he said. Offer thanksgiving from your heart. Amen. I'm telling you, it's the same today, church. He doesn't have to have this church building. He doesn't have to have this Wednesday night service. He doesn't have to have our preaching or our singing. He wants it, amen, when it's done out of sincerity. He doesn't have to have our Sunday school classes, our tithes and offerings. Amen. He doesn't have to have those, but he wants them in sincerity. Amen. He wants them out of a true heart. What's behind? Amen. What's motivating us to do it? Now, some of y'all tonight, this may not make no sense to you. And I hope that that God will help me. And I know what is on my heart. But I was raised this way, church. I don't know nothing but this. And a bunch of us was. And we got our children here. We was raised just like this. Brother Richard, I don't have a testimony like you. I don't have a testimony like some of y'all. Amen. And if we're not careful, we'll get into knowing how to do it. And we'll just keep on doing it. And never no sincerity behind us. I mean, all the way down to everything. But church, that's not what we do. Amen. Whether it's the way we live, the way we dress, whether it's the way we worship, whether it's the way we preach, whether it's the way we walk, the way we talk, what is behind it? Hallelujah. Is it a pure heart that's motivating us and driving us to God? Amen. That's what God is telling them in Psalms chapter number 50. Amen. It's out of sincerity and obedience. The whole duty of man is to have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. And draw us into His presence. Amen. Like Joshua, when Moses come off of the mountain, Joshua was a young man. And the Bible said Joshua stayed up there on the mount. Hallelujah. Joshua wanted that closeness with God like Moses. Amen. When God gave him those tables of stone. Amen. The second time. The first time he broke them, but when he got them the second time. Amen. The Bible said that Moses said unto the Lord, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Show me thy glory. Amen. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Amen. God said, no man can see my face and live. Nobody can look at the face of God in the natural man and live. Amen. He said, but I will go by you and I will proclaim my name. Amen. Moses, amen, you want to see my figure. But Moses, I want to tell you who I am. I want you to know the person. Praise God. There's a lot of people. They may think they may think some girl is pretty or some boy is handsome or whatever the term they use today. Amen. And praise God, we just got a few boys over here and we got several girls over there. I wonder if we're not coming to that end time prophecy where seven women will grab a hold of one man. But anyways, maybe we'll get some more boys in here. But they may look at that person and say, wow, you know, how beautiful or something like that. But do you know that person? Do you know who they are? They may not be very beautiful inside. And my wife has a saying that she tells her girls, pretty is pretty does. You know, in other words, however you act, is how beautiful you are. Now I'm going to tell you something. You know, amen, some of the most beauty, amen, is not just on the outside. It's on the inside. And that holy person, amen. And I'm going to tell you something, young people, as you get older, pray that God will lead you to somebody that's pure inwardly, because you never know what's lurking behind the shadows of the heart. Amen. You never know what's deep down in the, amen, in the crevices of the heart. Amen. And what's going on, what that person's involved in already. Amen. God help us. We've experienced this. Amen. God said you can, amen, bring them to the temple. Amen. And they're bringing their goats and bringing their sacrifices to the altar. And God said, hey, listen. Amen. I don't need that. It's not like I'm hungry and devouring all your sacrifices. He said, what I need is sincerity. Amen. What I need is truth. Jesus came in the temple and turned over their tables. Amen. Got him some cords and drove all those animals out of the temple. He said, it's not about this. That's what he was saying. It's not about this. Amen. My house shall be called the house of prayer. And you've made it a den of thieves. Amen. They wondered and said, the zeal of my house hath eaten me up. I wonder what God thinks about us sometimes, church, when we come to the house of God because we have to. God said, you don't have to. Amen. I'm not gonna fall off or cease to exist if you quit living for me or quit going to church. Amen. But what I want is people and saints, amen, that'll serve me from their heart. Amen. Kind of crazy preaching tonight. Say, you mean you don't want us to come to church? My Lord, yes, I do want you to come to church. Hallelujah. But there's churches that are filled all across the land. Amen. And it's not out of sincerity. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk about one more thing, and I'm in a hurry. I'm hurrying tonight, doing my best. He said, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation. This word conversation means conduct, his lifestyle. Amen. The way he conducts himself, who ordereth his conversation. Amen. The word conversation in the New English would be like how we talk, and we can use that tonight. I'm fine with that. But in the Old English, conversation, amen, was almost like citizenship or person, who you are. Amen. When it said our conversation is in heaven and all of that, it's talking about our citizenship. In the New Testament, here he said, he that ordereth his conversation, his conduct aright, order it right. God help us to order it right. Amen. Asking God to order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. Where God guides our steps to please him. The Bible said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. The Bible said, let your conversation, let your lifestyle, in Philippians 1:27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Whether I come and see you or if I be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. He said, only let your conduct be, amen, as it becometh the gospel of Christ. I'm going to tell you something, church. There's a way to live right. Amen. There's a straight and narrow path to walk on. I know we live in a world where people will tell you anything you want to hear. Amen. You can find anything you want to hear. And the Bible tells us it's an end time prophecy, because people would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. Just tell me what I want to hear. Amen. Tell me what I want to hear. Amen. That's all I want to know. But the Bible doesn't lead us that way. It will lead us over that lifestyle will lead us over a cliff, over the chasm into the flames of hell. Amen. It's a broad way. Many go in thereat, and few there be. Amen. That find the straight and narrow path. I'm going to tell you something, young people. Our conduct and how we carry ourselves, how we present ourselves in this world, how we present ourselves, God's watching all the time. Amen. I think about the guy who was going to steal an apple. He's walking down the road with his young boy. Amen. There's an apple tree and an apple orchard there. Amen. He looks all around. There's apples. He jumps the fence and grabs an apple. He had looked all around. Nobody was there. He comes back and starts walking, eating that apple. Amen. His boy said, Dad, you forgot to look up. Amen. You looked all around, but you forgot to look up. You know what he was saying? He is saying, God's watching you. Amen. There's a song in our song book. We don't ever sing it hardly. I don't know if we've ever sang it here. Amen. But some of y'all might know it. They used to sing it when I was a kid. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. I want to tell you something, church. God wants us to live right. Amen. It's not God's will, amen, for us to just live foot loose and fancy free. Demand anybody to say anything about it. Amen. Church, we got to live right. We got to carry ourselves right in front of this world. Amen. I was in a place the other day, and I told my wife about it, and come in there, and they had their back to me, and there was some, you know, a little foul mouth going on there, and I noticed somebody slip over there, poked them, because I was standing there, you know, poked them, you know, brother, I mean, poked, and, oh, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, you know, it was so obvious already. What was I going to say? I'd say something. I said, the Lord's always listening. I mean, I wasn't trying to make them feel bad. I wouldn't said nothing, but they, you know, they already brought it up, so I said, the Lord is always listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to be hard, you know, but church, we've got to, God help us. Amen. Watching you, watching you. Amen. He said, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, pleasing to God. Amen. God is pleased when we live right, church. I know the world may put us down, but God's pleased when we live right. Amen. And we walk the straight and narrow path. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 12, let no man despise thy youth, Paul says to Timothy. Timothy was a young man. I'm going to tell you something, young people. Amen. There may be times Sometimes you're working with people twice your age or around or family members or whoever, maybe your parents or whoever, and they're way your elder. Amen. But they're not living right. Listen, don't let nobody despise your youth. Amen. You're called of God. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hath He ordained strength and praise. Amen. And God's able to do it. God's able to use the youngest. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Let me tell you something, young people. Amen. You're old enough, you can start living right. Amen. You can start living right at home. You can start praying in your own room. You can read your Bible. Amen. You can start doing your own devotion on the side. You can start reading. You're old enough. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're saved. Amen. You don't have to wait till you're 18. You don't have to wait till you're out. I wish I had some help here tonight. Amen. Let no man despise thy youth. You be an example of the believers. Hallelujah. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation. Hallelujah. In your conduct. Amen. That's what that word means. He ain't saying in word, in word. If it was in our modern language or the New English is what I would say. Amen. It would be like, in word and in word. But that's not. He's saying in word and in conversation, in conduct, in charity, which means love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Hallelujah. Till I come, give attendance to reading. Amen. I know you go to school. Hallelujah. But get the Bible and read the Bible. Hallelujah. Learn the Bible. Praise God. I don't know. Does anybody know about that challenge? Did they tell them about that challenge I gave them? Amen. I told them at the school. Did anybody tell them what y'all get if y'all quoted Psalm 119? Have they told y'all yet? Man, they ain't told them yet. I told them, I was just going to tell those that are here tonight. I gave the teachers the word Sunday. I said, tell them if they can quote Psalm 119 from the pulpit, I'll give them $100. What do y'all think about that? I mean, your children can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. I believe you can do it. I knew somebody that did it one time. But anyways, he said, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, which have with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Amen. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Hallelujah. In conduct. I'm preaching about that scripture said, he that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose. Amen. And that is to please Him. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. I know we live in 2018. I know we live in the United States of America. I know we live in East Texas. I know where we live. I think I do. Amen. Maybe some of y'all can straighten me out. Praise God. And I know everybody's about money. I know everybody's about the fancy. I know everybody's about the nice. I know everybody wants the best and the best. Amen. But that's not what life is about. God will bless you to do the best you can. I believe that. Hallelujah. I do believe that. Some of the most saved people in heaven didn't have nothing. They was broke and poor and barely scraped along. They wasn't famous. You wouldn't know their name. I'm telling you, they're famous in heaven. God knew their name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah for us to live right. Amen. James chapter 3. And verse number 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Let him show it out of a good conduct. Show how he lives. Show the power of God. Listen, that's the power of God in your life, living right, pleasing. It's the power of salvation. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, him that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. But if you have bitter envyings and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. You hear that? Wisdom from God is first pure. Amen. I know God can use somebody. God can use anybody. Use an old donkey to speak to Balaam. Used a rooster to preach to a backslidden Peter. Amen. We know that God can do that. He used a whale to swallow up Jonah. The Bible said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish. God used that. Amen. And God can use people. Amen. That are not living right. But you know, you got to be careful about everybody's opinion. Because the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Tell me how they're living before I'm going to listen to them. Amen. It's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God that there's people in 2018 that's living right. They're living right. They're living right on Monday just like they are on Sunday. They're living right and say, ain't no way. Ain't no way there's nobody. Yes, there are. There's saints of God that's living holy in this world that we're living in. Praise God. And I don't want to give you the big head, but I believe there's some right here in this church. Praise the Lord. Don't worry, your head will shrink before long. Praise God. But I believe I know people that is living right on Tuesday just like they are on Thursday. They're living right on Monday morning just like they're on Sunday morning. They're living right on Friday night just like they are on Sunday night. Do you know anybody like that? God said, whoso offereth praise will glorify me, and him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of my God. Hallelujah. There are those like Naboth that is turning down Ahab's offer to sell the vineyard. There are those that are, amen, dying, praise God, to stay right and please God. Amen. I believe that God is pleased. Amen. The Bible tells us having your conversation honest in 1 Peter 2 and 12 among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles. Living a pure conduct before those that are lost is what Peter's saying. Amen. Living a life that's pleasing to God. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse 11. There's motivation to this, church. And I'm going to come to a close with this, but there's motivation to this. Amen. Not only do I want to please God, but I don't want to be lost. Amen. I don't want to be lost. People fall, and people stumble, and people get out, people turn back, people fall into the trap of the devil. I don't want to be lost. Ain't that your prayer? God, whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity. For above all else, I must be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. There's motivation to this, young people. If you'll get it in your heart, it says, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. You can pray about it. Pray, God, give me a vision. Give me a burden. Give me something. Amen. Sometime back I was praying. Amen. And I'd preached about how that the Lord, as far as I knew, I had never seen hell or anything. Amen. And I made that statement. And I'm not saying that I saw hell, but the Lord gave me a dream in the night. And I smelt it so bad. Amen. And I woke up, it shook me. Amen. And there was men there that I knew. There was men there that I knew in that place. Amen. And I can see it very clearly tonight. Amen. I could smell that. It smelled like sulfur to me. Amen. You know those volcanoes are bubbling up in the places across this world. Amen. That's nothing more than hell enlarging itself. Amen. Busting forth itself. Amen. And I'm telling you something, young people, we don't want to go there. Amen. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Amen. Praise God. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in a holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire and shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. It's all going to burn up. There's people fighting for another dollar. There's people fighting for a position at jobs. There's people going crazy for a car. They're sacrificing their family to gain this and that, and it's all going to be burn up. One day. You ever seen a hearse pull a U-Haul? I'm going to tell you something. I haven't, but I'm going to tell you, you can't take your stuff with you. You can't take it with you. And if you did, it wouldn't be worth nothing. Everything on this earth deteriorates. Amen, but there's something that lasts forever. Hallelujah, and that's a life that's pleasing to God. For above all else, I must be saved. For above all else, I must be saved. For whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity. Above all else, I must be saved. Stand together with me tonight. Can you just lift a hand up to heaven? For above all else, I must be saved. For above all else, I must be saved. Whatever you have to do to me, don't let me for eternity. Above all else, I must be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Let's come to the altar tonight. Amen. God help us to do what's right. God help us. God help us, Lord, to do what's right.